David Cameron has said MPs will be recalled from their summer break on Thursday, amid growing indications that Britain and its allies are preparing to take action against Syria. Speaking in Downing Street, the Prime Minister said the world could not stand idly by while the regime in Damascus was using chemical weapons against civilians. He insisted that no decision had been taken yet, but Downing Street has revealed that Britain's armed forces are drawing up what it is described as contingency plans for a military response. Mr. Cameron was clear that any intervention would need to be legal and proportionate.
I understand people's concerns about getting involved in wars in the Middle East, getting sucked into the situation in Syria. This is not about wars in the Middle East. This is not even about the Syrian conflict. It's about the use of chemical weapons and making sure as a world we deter their use and we deter the appalling scenes that we've all seen on our television screens.
Sources in the United States have suggested that any action against Syria could take place before the end of the week. Labour has urged caution, saying it wants to see all the evidence before sanctioning military involvement. Our first report tonight is from our political correspondent, Chris Mason.
The recall of Parliament just 4 days before MPs were due to return to the Commons after the summer recess is an indication of how quickly things are moving. The Prime Minister returned early from his holiday this morning. The Foreign Secretary William Hague and the Attorney General Dominic Grieve, the government's chief law officer, were seen arriving in Downing Street too. At lunchtime, it was confirmed the Speaker of the Commons, John Bercow, had accepted David Cameron's request to recall Parliament on Thursday. The Prime Minister said there would be what he called a clear government motion and a vote on the UK's response to last week's chemical weapons attacks in Syria. The exact wording of that motion is not yet known, but Mr. Cameron emphasised the government was motivated to act specifically because of the use of chemical weapons.
It must be right to have some rules in our world and to try to enforce those rules. Now, of course, as Prime Minister, I take my responsibilities about safeguarding our armed services incredibly seriously. But the question we need to ask is whether acting or not acting will make the use of chemical weapons more prevalent.
The vote on Thursday would not be binding, as the Prime Minister has the final say on military deployments under what's known as the Royal Prerogative. But Downing Street sources said David Cameron would listen to the will of Parliament. Several themes are likely to occupy the minds of MPs when they return to the Commons, not just how military action would be justified, but the evidence for it and whether it would be legal. The Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg was clear to stress the limitations of the government's intentions.
What we're not considering is regime change, trying to topple the Assad regime, trying to settle the civil war in Syria one way or another. That needs to be settled through a political process. We're not considering an open-ended military intervention with boots on the ground like we saw in Iraq. What is being considered are measures which are legal, which are proportionate, and which are specific.
The Labour Party has never in principle ruled out the use of force in Syria, but the Shadow Foreign Secretary Douglas Alexander said the case for intervention had yet to be fully set out.
I think it is incumbent not just on the British government, but on the American government. John Kerry said last night the President would speak on this issue in the days to come, to lay out all the information that they possibly can. And of course that reflects the distrust and disquiet, the fury that was felt when evidence turned out to be incorrect in the past.
Ministers are well aware in making their case for military intervention that they do so with MPs and the public alike very conscious of what happened in Iraq. Jack Straw, who was Foreign Secretary at the time of that conflict, told the BBC it was a war that had raised the bar of scepticism about whether military action is justified. The Prime Minister and his deputy will hope that their tightly defined justification for action will reassure MPs and the country.